Good evening, everyone. Welcome back to Luna's Bedtime Story. I'm Luna. 各位爸爸妈妈和小朋友们晚上好。欢迎收听不知不觉读完一本书睡前故事。我是 Luna。今晚我们要说一个拇指姑娘的故事。Thumbelina。有一个美丽的小女孩，她从一朵大麦的花里长出来。她非常小，比人的一个拇指还要小，所以她的妈妈叫她 Thumbelina， 拇指姑娘。她住在一个由半个核桃 Walnut 做成的床里。有一天，一只丑陋的蛤蟆 An ugly toad把 Thumbelina 偷走了，想要让她嫁给自己的儿子。我们的拇指姑娘可以成功的逃脱吗？她之后又经历了哪些冒险呢？我们一起来听一听今天的故事吧。 Thumbelina。 There was once a woman who wished to have a child.She went to a fairy and said, I would like to have a child so much. Can you help me? Oh, that is easy, said the fairy. Here is some special barley. Put it into a flower pot and see what happens. The woman went home and plantedthe valley. Immediately, a handsome flower grew. Its petals tightly closed like a bud. As the woman watched in astonishment, the flower opened to reveal a graceful little maiden. She was barely half as long as a thumb. So the woman named her Thumbelina.Her bed was a walnut shell with a violet petal mattress and rose petal quilt. One night, a large ugly toad crept through the window and saw Thumbelina sleeping in her walnut shell.
What a pretty little wife for my son, said the toad.And she took the shell to the stream where she lived with her son. We will put her on a water lily leaf in the middle of the stream so she won't escape, said the toad to her son.
When Thumbelina woke the next morning, she began to cry, for she did not know where she was.Or how to get home. The old toad swam out to the leaf with her ugly son and said,
Here is my son. He will be your husband.
Then they left Thumbelina alone on the water lily leaf, where she sat and wept. She could not bear to think of life withThe ugly toad. The fish in the stream felt sorry that Thumbelina should have to live with the ugly toads, so they surrounded and stuck off the leaf and gnawed it through. The water lily leaf floated down the stream, carrying Thumbelina to far away lands. Thumbelina was glad, for the toadCould not reach her now. She lived by the river and the birds sweetly sang to her. Summer and autumn passed, and then came the long cold winter. The birds who had sung to her flew away, and the trees and the flowers withered. She was dreadfully cold, for her clothes were torn. It began to snow, and she shivered with cold and hunger. One day, while searching for food, Thumbelina came to the cottage of a field mouse. She knocked on the door.
"You poor little creature," said the field mouse when she saw the starving girl. "Come in and share my dinner."
She quickly came to like Thumbelina and said,
"You can stay with me all winter if you keep my rooms clean."
Thumbelina agreed and was very happy.
"My neighbor is a very rich mole," said the field mouse. "If you had him for a husband, you would be well provided for." The mole was indeed rich,
but he was also quite disagreeable and did not like the sun. The field mouse insisted Thumbelina sing to him, and the mole fell in love with her sweet voice. He dug a passage from the field mouse house to his barrow and encouraged them to visit whenever they liked. One evening, the mole and Thumbelina were walking together when they came upon a swallow that had died of cold. The mole said,
"How miserable it must be to be a bird. They do nothing but sing in the summer and die of hunger in the winter."
Thumbelina said nothing. "Perhaps this bird sang to me sweetly in the summer," she thought. That night, Thumbelina could not sleep, so she got out of bed and wove a carpet of hay. She carried it to the bird and spread it over him so that he might lie warmly in the cold earth.
"Farewell, pretty bird," she said.
Thumbelina laid her head on the bird's breast and was surprised when his heart went thump, thump. He was not dead, only numb from the cold, and the warm carpet had restored him to life. The next morning, Thumbelina stole out to see him. He was very weak and could barely open an eye to look at her.
"Stay in your warm bed, and I will take care of you," she said.
With much care and love, Thumbelina nursed him in secret for the whole winter. When spring came, the swallow bade farewell to Thumbelina. He asked if she would go with him, but Thumbelina knew it would make the field mouse very sad if she left her and said,
"No, I cannot."
"Farewell then, little maiden," said the swallow, and it flew out into the sunshine. Soon afterwards, the field mouse took Thumbelina aside and said,
"You are going to be married to the mole as soon as summer is over."
Thumbelina wept at the thought. Every morning and evening, she crept out to see the blue sky. She wished to see her dear swallow again, but he had flown far away. The day approached when the mole was to take Thumbelina away to live with him. She went to say goodbye to the sun.
"Farewell, bright sun," she cried, curling her arm around a red flower. "Greet the swallow for me, if you should see him again."
Suddenly, she heard a loud tweet, tweet, from above. She looked up and saw the swallow.
Winter is coming, he said. Now, will you fly with me to warmer lands?
I will, said Thumbelina, and she climbed onto the bird's back. The swallow flew over forests and high above mountains, leaving the mole and the field mouse far behind. At last, they came to a blue lake. Beside it, surrounded by flowers, stood a palace of white marble. The swallow laid Thumbelina gently in a beautiful blossom.
I live in a nest beneath this castle's tallest turret, but you shall live here, said the swallow with a knowing smile.
On the flower stood a man, as tiny as Thumbelina, wearing a gold crown and delicate wings. A tiny man or woman lived in every flower, and he was the king of them all. The little king thought her the prettiest maiden he had ever seen. He asked her to marry him and to be queen of all the flowers. Thumbelina happily agreed. For the wedding, she was given a lovely pair of wings, which were fastened to her shoulders so she could fly from flower to flower, as the little swallow sang a wedding song. Farewell, farewell, said the swallow when it was time to return to the forest for summer. There he had a nest over the window of a house where a writer of fairy tales lived. The swallow sang tweet, tweet, and from his song came this story.
好了，你们听明白这个故事了吗？原来拇指姑娘被蛤蟆偷走了之后，他们把它放在一朵水莲花的叶子上 ，a water lily leaf。所以 Thumbelina 就被困在了水中间。她非常伤心地哭泣 ，she wept。水里的小鱼觉得她非常可怜，所以他们一起把莲叶的根咬断了。所以这片叶子。就带着 Thumbelina 顺流飘下，去到了一个很远的地方。在那里，他度过了愉快的夏天和秋天，有很多小鸟向他唱歌 ，The birds sweetly sang to her。可是到了冬天，小鸟都离开了，树木和花也凋谢了 ，Thumbelina。非常的冷，也非常的饿。有一天，他到树林里寻找食物，找到了一只田鼠的家 ，a field mouse。田鼠看到 Thumbelina 非常喜欢他，对他说：“你只要帮我打扫房间，就可以留在这里过一整个冬天。” Thumbelina 非常的高兴，就同意了。可是田鼠有一个邻居，住在地底下的鼹鼠 ，a mole。他非常的有钱，他想娶 Thumbelina， 但是他却不愿意，因为鼹鼠非常不喜欢阳光。有一天 ，Thumbelina 救活了一只被冻僵的云雀 ，a swallow。云雀非常感谢 Thumbelina， 就把她带去了一个很远很远的地方 ，a far away land。在那里有一座被花丛环绕的非常漂亮的宫殿 ，a palace。云雀 把桑巴丽娜放在了一朵漂亮的鲜花上，那朵花上还站着另外一个人，他和桑巴丽娜一样的小，他头上戴着金子的皇冠，背上有一对非常漂亮的翅膀。 A gold crown and delicate wings。 原来他是一个国王，他管理着所有的花朵。国王请求桑巴丽娜嫁给他，桑巴丽娜愉快地同意了。在婚礼上，他也得到了一对翅膀。那只云雀也为他们唱歌。夏天到来的时候，云雀又要和他们说再见了 ，farewell。那只云雀飞进了小树林，在那里，它住在一个童话作家的窗台上 ，a writer of fairy tales。他在窗台上唱歌 ，tweet tweet。这个拇指姑娘的故事，就是他告诉这位作家的。好啊，希望你们喜欢今天的故事。现在乖乖的去睡吧。Good night and sweet dreams.